USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy, and I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat, now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House, and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. A whistleblower complaint has been made official against President Donald Trump as he supposedly urged the new leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of Joe Biden. Trump is defending himself against the intelligence official's complaint. In a tweet this morning, Trump referred to a perfectly fine and routine conversation with Ukraine's leader. Nothing was said in any way that was wrong. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democratic voters in Iowa are throwing support to a new White House frontrunner. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's time for a wealth tax in this country.
That's the voice of the front-running Democrat in the state of Iowa now, as Elizabeth Warren came in number one in a poll of likely voters done by the Des Moines Register and CNN. Former VP Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders now tied for second in Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Protesters throughout Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police-fired tear gas in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Reporters saw at least one person arrested after violence erupted following an afternoon march by several thousand people in Tin Lien, a district northwest of the Chinese territory. Hong Kong is in the fourth month of violent protests that occur just about every weekend. They started with opposition to proposed extradition laws and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The arrest of an airline mechanic a few weeks ago, suspected of being sympathetic with terrorists and charged with sabotaging a jetliner, has renewed fears about the insider threat to aviation security. Despite security upgrades since the hijacking terror attacks of 2001, breaches, including a gun-running operation at the nation's biggest airport, illustrate the possibility that a well-placed airline or airport employee could bring down a plane. Abdul Alani, who was born in Iraq and became a U.S. citizen in 1992, passed all tests and got a job repairing planes for American Airlines. There were setbacks in his career. Alaska Airlines had fired him in 2008 for shoddy work, something that American apparently didn't know, but there is no criminal history and no other outward signs of problems. On September 5th, Alani was arrested in Miami and charged with trying to disable an aircraft. He admitted that he used his access to the backside of the Miami Airport terminal to drive up to a Boeing 737, open a compartment below the cockpit, and glue a piece of foam inside navigation equipment in such a way that pilots wouldn't be able to tell how fast or how high they were flying. The American Film Institute is now honoring Julie Andrews with its Lifetime Achievement Award. The organization said that Andrews will receive the award at the Gala Tribute April 25, 2020 in Los Angeles. It will be broadcast on TNT. The 83-year-old actress will be the 48th recipient of the prestigious honor, joining Mel Brooks, Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep, and George Clooney. This year's honoree was Denzel Washington. This is USA Radio News.